Well, C and I heard a story this morning from the Sports Center with Jack Miller about this guy in Mixed Nation by the name of Brad Robar. Got a hole in one this past Monday at the Highlands Course in Sterling. And we are hoping to get Brad on the show. Well, he called us. His friends reached out to him and said, they're trying to get a hold of you at the mix. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
Now, this is an albatross. The odds of getting an albatross in golf, we Googled it, is about 6 million to 1. So you're in a special club, Brad.
Yes, I am. I am. So, my wife told me I should play the lottery.
So tell us about this special shot. Break it all down for us. What hole, what club you used, how many yards? Take it away.
All right. Well, I was playing at Oak Hills on the Highlands course. We got to hole number 5. I was having a good start to the round. And we come up to hole 5. It's 246 yards from the scorecard. I pulled out a driver that I had bought this year called a TaylorMade Sim. And I hit the best shot I've hit with the club. I'd only hit it maybe 6 times before that. And I thought I drove the green. Walked up, saw a ball on the fringe. I thought, oh, that must be my ball. And as I turned around to get ready to play the shot, I looked and saw a ball sitting in the hole, walked over, and it was my ball.
Wow.
Amazing. How do you feel? Do you know the odds? Sean said, you know how somebody can say to you, yeah, wow, you're 1 in a million? Well, apparently, Brad, you're 1 in 6 million.
Well, there's lots of people that would say that I'm special. My wife and my kids would say that I'm quite nice. Special.
Who were you golfing with?
I was golfing with Joe Lentini and Scott Drew and Scott's old father, Maurice.
Now, what did they think?
They were in shock. They couldn't believe that it actually had gone in the hole. A guy on the 3 or 4 holes over heard me yell, it's in the hole. And then he turned around and he said, it's a good thing it's a par 4. You don't have to buy anybody drinks.
Oh, is that the rule? We did not know that.
Yeah, apparently if you hit a hole in one, you have to buy the whole course round.
Yeah, but with COVID, you lucked out too, so.
I got way lucky on COVID. This could have been a very expensive round of golf.
What do you do for a living, Brad?
I'm a registered massage therapist over at the Belleville Integrative Health Center.
And congratulations, man. Blessed with 2 children, lovely wife, very supportive.
Yes, and very much so.
You have a story now for the rest of your life, a hole in one. 245 yards, was it?
246.
246 yards at Highlands Course there at Oak Hills in Sterling. Well done. Are you a golf a lot?
No, because I'm a married man. I don't get a lot of time to golf, but when I do, I try to go out and have fun.
Well,
that was a fun day.
Yeah, I bet you it was. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, Atlanta.
I want to get this in.
Yeah.
Brad. Did you end up having the best score out of the 4 guys golfing this past Monday?
It's very much so the case. I shot an 89. It was the first time I ever broke 90.
Well done. Thanks for this morning. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Have yourselves a great day.
Bye-bye. That's Brad Robar. Had a special Monday in Sterling, getting a hole-in-one. Odds are 6 million to 1. Pretty special day for him. Let's go to Miller now in the News Center.
Good morning. I'm